Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Well, look who's here.
You guys, what is it?
This is Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right.
I just need to go to bed.
I wonder if we can have a few words for the radio audience.
Happy Wednesday!
This show is the show.
A total waste of time.
No, it's not. No.
What is it then?
It's horny, but it's not skeevy.
This show is crazy.
Oh my God.
Okay, you got me.
Okay, you got me there.
Plus,
it's free.
You get what you pay for.
I told you, it'll be a better day knowing I can listen to you on the way to work.
It's showtime.
Holy Johnson. Here we go.
Holy Johnson.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It's about 6:06 along with our executive producer, Morney. Carla, it's Wednesday morning.
I know. I don't know. What is it, Wednesday?
It's
Wednesday.
I don't
know what day it is. I couldn't see this morning. I put on, like, old glasses, and I'm walking around like some, you know, 105-year-old. I can't. It's ridiculous.
Now,
I had to sit down to put my pants on.
For a lot of people that don't know, you have, like, 60 different pairs of glasses.
I do.
But after you update your prescription, do you put the others maybe somewhere where you're not going to grab them?
And I absolutely do, and that's why it was weird, because I put them on today, and as I put them on, because I have this eye thing that's
right,
almost all healed, but it's still affecting my vision a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I can't, everything looks so weird. I wonder if it's affecting my other eye. This is weird. and my balance. This is weird. Well, I couldn't. I looked. It's like, these are an old pair.
Oh,
I didn't put them in the other drawer, Mike. In the old pair drawer. I didn't put them in there.
Okay.
I know.
So
I'm
had to go
now.
Home this morning.
I did. I had to go home. I couldn't see to get home. It's like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me, officer.
Thank God there's not a lot of people on the road.
No.
About the time when you did go home.
Yes.
So.
Oh, okay. God. I feel so much better now.
Everybody okay now?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right.
Sunshine today. Going to be nice. High in the low to mid-50s. Mid to upper 60s tomorrow. No mention of wind. There is no mention of wind. So that has gone away. As for right now, only about 32 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up.
I do. We got some sad news yesterday about one of our 90210 castmates, and I'll fill you in on that.
Talk more about that. Some other stories after Buffett, Margaritaville.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yeah, we talked about this, I want to say within the past year or so, the golden ratio a while back, and how you can suppose use it to determine how attractive someone is by how their facial features are spaced. Well, according to that, Robert Pattinson is the most handsome man in the world. Not hot, not good looking, handsome, based on this whole...
This is scientific.
Yes, these analytics.
Okay.
How far the eyes are spaced from the nose, all of that.
And blah, blah, blah.
Yes, Robert Pattinson, number one, followed by Henry Cavill, Bradley Cooper, Brad Pitt, and George Clooney. So they must all have good spacing in their face.
Yeah.
I have to measure mine one day and see how far off I am when it comes to handsome. Yes,
please find out all that stuff, because I'd like to do the same.
I know. I'll have to bring it up and see it where we rate on the handsome scale. We'll pull out the rulers and see seriously what it
We might
it
be
entails.
A lot closer than we think.
And we might.
But on the flip side, you never know.
They don't put us on any lists, though. That's the thing. Morty Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy said there will be a Star Wars movie directed by a woman. So there you go. I guess, you know, a woman is as capable of a man when it comes to disappointing Star Wars fans. So there you go. No. I know a lot of people have gone back and forth on a lot of the movies. They're good, but this wasn't right, or that wasn't right. They shouldn't have done that. Why'd they show us that? So
they're saying there's a character named Ahsoka.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying it's probably her that film about her.
Right. There we go.
Okay.
So from
it makes sense.
Woman's point of view, I suppose that would.
Perfect.
This made me so sad yesterday. Shannon Doherty, her breast cancer has returned.
It's going to come out in a matter of days or a week that I'm stage 4. So my cancer came back, and I don't think that I've processed it. It's a bitter pill to swallow in a lot of ways.
It's not fair. Why me?
Definitely
why me?
Days where I say, why me? And then I go, well, why not me?
She was saying it's, you know, you don't wish that on anyone. And by golly, you knew this would happen. Thanks to the Super Bowl halftime show, Shakira's music saw a 957% increase in sales. J-Lo's about 800%. So they're doing fine.
Okay, so for
they're
all those people that said, I've never heard one Shakira song or J-Lo song.
Yeah, I know.
Now all these people are getting, so they'll know it when they hear it next time.
And honestly, I don't know what planet you're living on where you haven't heard a J-Lo song on something or somewhere.
Right.
Her music's pretty mainstream. But yeah, I even bought another Shakira song. I got on and bought another Shakira song that I really liked. So there you go.
Okay. Big show that a lot of people are looking forward to watching tonight. It's the Lego show.
Yeah.
And this is where you actually build stuff with Legos?
They have to build like a whole theme park like with Legos.
With Legos.
Yeah. Masters.
I know Morty's stoked about this show.
Yeah.
You're excited about this, Morty. I was asked on Facebook by a few people, are you going to watch? I said, I don't know.
Did you build stuff with Legos?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't remember having a lot of Legos when we were younger. My brothers had like the Erector sets and Lincoln Logs.
Right.
I'm
like you. I don't remember having a lot of Legos. Lincoln Logs, yes.
Right. And then like my nieces and nephews, they had them, you know. But they weren't. I just don't remember them being as big when we were kids, but they're huge now, and they've taken on a life of their own.
Well, clearly they have their own show now.
Yeah.
Lego Master. Here's the question, though, because they hurt. If you've ever stepped on a Lego.
They do. Yes, they do.
They hurt.
Yeah. Yep.
What is your Lego mishap? What is the latest or the one Lego injury you can still recall?
Have you ever vacuumed one up? Oh man.
Vacuum stepped on, swallowed.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get a lot of sadness and depression because a lot of people spend a lot of time putting it together and then someone drops it.
Yeah.
Or,
702-739-9636.
Yeah. It's not a person, people. Okay.
You understand that, right?
Yeah, I know.
KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. We're talking Legos this morning. Your Lego mishap.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting. Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so a big show premiere tonight. And is that on ABC or NBC?
It's on Fox.
It's on Fox.
Fox.
Yeah.
Wow, wasn't even close.
Yeah.
About the big Lego Masters.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Talking about those injuries people have suffered. Mostly it's adults that are suffering these injuries from Legos.
Yes, yes.
Stepping on them, slipping on them.
Wow. Somebody sent me a picture, though, I'll have to show you. Uh-oh. Look at this. Look at that, Morty. You see what that
is?
Look at that. Somebody made
it. There it is. From Legos.
Look at that. From Legos.
Wow.
Yes, I wish I knew who this was that sent this in, man. Over 1,700 pieces.
When I was a kid, Legos were just the blocks, and you built square things out of them. It wasn't all these kits where you could build all the cool stuff.
That's what we're saying. And a lot of you boys had the Lincoln Logs,
right?
And Erector sets. But Morty, did you have them?
But
Legos?
I did. I had all of them.
Morty Lincoln still
logs,
has them.
Connects.
His house is actually made out of Legos. His mom's sleeping on the Lego bed with a Pop-Tart pillow. So it's
the fluff.
But have you ever injured yourself with a Lego?
Yeah.
Because he forgets to put them away.
Right.
He's the only one between each.
Or you forget one.
Yes.
You know, there's that one stray, and you always find it with your foot.
Oh, you find it. And when you had that shag carpet, and you didn't see it.
Yeah.
That's when it hurts the most.
That's why there was a rake.
Mm-hmm. Bob, what about you? Ever get hurt by a Lego?
Okay, so our eating area is 6 inches higher than the family room floor. So I go to walk in the family room, and I tripped, and I fell back. Right? My lower back fell right where the floor raises into the foyer, the eating area there. I tripped on a Lego. When I fell back, I hit that. My L3, my L4 completely exploded.
Oh.
I had to have 10 firefighters sling me up in a blanket. I couldn't even move. They took me to the hospital. I had to have surgery on my back.
All because of a
stupid Lego.
Lego.
And it's kind of funny. I have a scar now on my back to prove it, but I thought about Lego across the scar, a tattoo, just to remind myself all the time.
Wow.
You know, Lego.
Yeah.
And then the year.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there you go. Oh, my God. You know what? And RIP to that Lego.
All right, we have Lainey on the phone. Lainey, what's your story?
Oh, my gosh. My girlfriend spent the night, and my son left his Legos out, and she got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to the restroom. She tripped over the Legos, and she hit her head on the nightstand. And she's like, I cannot believe I tripped over it. And I said, well, I told you they were right there. She's like, well, I didn't see them. Of course, you know, the light's on. She's a blonde.
So there's that. Sean's on the phone. Sean, what's up?
Hey, not much. I sent that photo to Carla about the Yoda.
So, Mike, Sean just sent me this picture of Yoda that he made out of Legos, and it's absolutely amazing.
That was dropped.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I put it together after 8.5 hours, and I dropped it.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, dude.
And that's when the sadness and depression kicked in, huh?
Oh, yeah.
See? It's a real thing.
Is it?
It's a real thing.
Is it Lego? Yeah. Lego distress? Yeah. Is that it? Is that it? Do you need a little Prozac,
like,
a little Wellbutrin?
It's like PTSD for Legos.
I needed a little bit of liquid courage to put it back together.
How long did it take you to do it the second time? Because I think it's probably a lot longer with it not being separated.
No, actually, it was a lot quicker.
Oh, okay.
It was like 2.5 hours.
Though, I would imagine for, like, an adult, I would imagine that would be like, you know, like coloring now or doing jigsaw puzzles, things like that, where it's just, it gets your mind off of everything but that.
It's almost therapeutic.
Yeah.
Yes, I would say it's a therapy of sorts.
It's a little mind Pilates, if you will, a little mind yoga.
Call it what you will, yes. It's Legos, okay?
Well, this is impressive, my friend.
Sean, can we post that on our Facebook page?
You sure can.
Yeah, to show everybody what we're talking about.
Yeah, say hi to your wife for me.
Have a good day. Congratulates Armin Ebrick. He won the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Details on how you can win more free money coming up soon, so make sure you stick around. 7:04, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up from last hour. One more text about the Lego.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we were talking about those mishaps. Well, one of our listeners said, good morning. Bad enough stepping on Legos late at night. Much worse if your dog pooped on them.
Oh,
man.
Now, is there a way to clean it off? Good enough to you could use it again, or do you just toss that one?
I mean, you could. You know, you wash it down and then throw it in the dishwasher, I guess. Something like that, right? Or you just toss that one.
Yeah, there's so many more.
Exactly.
Wow. All right. Sunshine, not as windy as it's been the last couple of days. High in the low to mid-50s, mid-upper 60s tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine. About 32 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. We'll get to that after Bon Jovi.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you never know where they are, and I don't know where. I think this was in India. The world's oldest woman. You hear about this a lot, the world's oldest. There always seems to be another one.
Yeah.
She has passed away.
Oh.
Very sad news. At 127 years old. Do you die at 127, or do you just disintegrate? I mean, that is like, wow. Man.
127.
I don't know if they keep good records, you know, in a lot of other countries, but I mean, that's, you know, that's
I'm trying to do the math and think what was going on at that time in the world 127 years ago.
Yeah. You're talking, what, 1893?
Something like that.
Whew. Man.
I'm going to have to Google it.
See what was happening? What the big events were in 1893, Mike?
Well, we're hitting the headlines.
Yeah. See what happens when you eat a lot of curry, Mike?
I know. Yeah. Maybe that's about the time they found out they could eat curry instead of dirt. Jeez. Wow.
Now, I doubt it, but I would like to think she had all her faculties about her, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
It would be nice.
Even if she had someone else's faculties, it would be nice. Man. Wow. 112. Jeez. Okay.
All right.
Hey, Valentine's Day right around the corner. This is so interesting to me. 20% of men say they... They want sex for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
30% of women, number one thing they want, chocolate. Oh, that is a load of poop.
You don't really want chocolate?
No, I don't. No.
All right.
Top five things women say: chocolate, a card, flowers, jewelry, and a massage or spa day. Guys, sex, a card, chocolate, booze, and electronics.
That's it.
That's what they want right there. Now, you want to go a different route for Valentine's Day. The San Antonio Zoo is running a promotion. They will name a rat after your ex and then feed it to a snake.
Wow.
So how about that, huh? It's $25, and you can watch a live stream of it happening on Valentine's Day. So if you, you know, if you want to go the revenge or the vengeance route, right, I should say, that might be the way to do it for you right there. San Antonio Zoo, $25.
If you're one of those people that just can't let it go.
No, exactly. Exactly.
Right.
You know, like when they move out and they take the edge trimmer and move into an apartment.
All right.
Anyhow, they'll name a rat.
I got that for you for Christmas, so
know,
you would let it go.
I know, and I have for the most part. Just giving an example.
Okay.
That's all, Mike. So, yeah, San Antonio Zoo. There you go. It is Wednesday. A few things you should know.
Carla, you said it was the San Antonio Zoo?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Antonio Zoo. How many rats are you buying, Mike?
I'm thinking about a half a dozen.
You get a baker's dozen? You get
maybe a baker's dozen.
I get an extra, right? I get
you know 30. What?
Okay.
How many for $1.50?
Yeah.
Just start feeding them away. Who else wants one?
Oh, my. The thing is, the fact that you can watch it.
Yeah.
Turn it on. Yeah. Turn it on. My rat's going to be eaten.
And I would guess you would name each one, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, even better
yet.
Yeah,
you name the rat. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. That's too funny. I love it. I know. Happy Valentine's Day.
There you go. We had mentioned, I know you had mentioned this on the Facebook Live thing. That you do before every show. And if you don't tune in, do it on our Facebook page,
mm-hmm,
which you can like and link up with through our website, 963kklz.com. Yesterday, we were talking about the Dunkin' Donuts teaming up with Frank's Red Hot.
Yes. Yeah, you read that story in the other news. Yeah.
And the donuts, the jelly donuts, and they're going to put hot sauce on these donuts.
Right. Yeah.
You thought that would sound pretty good. Ironically, Morty, you were like, ick.
Yeah, it wasn't attractive to you.
Well, at first I thought it was in the jelly. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not a fan.
No, they're putting it right on the donuts.
On top of it, I would try it.
And Morty showed it to me, and I would like to try it. I like Frank's, but it's just kind of sprinkled on. It's not covered.
It's a drizzle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Morty brought in some jelly donuts.
Yes, he did.
And a Red Hot. Big bottle of Red Hot. I mean, how much do you need?
It looks like a magnum of Frank's Red Hot.
Hey, when you get a bigger size for value, you buy a bigger size.
I know. Angie, are you listening? Jeez.
You're going shopping.
Yeah, it's a bucket.
Are we going to do this Facebook Live, or are we going to just get a video? The whole thing, because we're going to do it here in the studio.
We are going to do it. We can Facebook Live it. We can do that, or we can video.
Either way,
all of the above. We got to prepare them.
Yeah,
you know, because I think it's neat that ours are fresh.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's really cool. Now, I had some people on Facebook Live. Somebody is in Kansas City. And I believe somebody was in Florida also. A couple of people who said, we have them here.
Oh.
So, yeah, I know.
You know what? One step further. Have you tried this?
Yeah.
What did it taste like to you? 702-739-9636. As we prep here in the studio, if you want to text or eat or give us a call.
Sure.
Give you an idea of what Carla's in store for. Morty, are you going to try it?
Oh, yeah.
Better.
Yeah. Are you?
No.
We knew that.
This is between you two. You know what? Dive right in. So, all right, 702-739-9636. If this sounds appetizing to you, hot sauce on jelly donuts from Dunkin' Donuts. And or if you've tried it already, how did it go? OMD, and if you leave.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. Me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KLZ.
Okay, so yesterday we were talking about how Dunkin' Donuts is teaming up with Frank's Red Hot.
Right.
with their jelly donuts, and they're putting hot sauce on the donut.
Mm-hmm.
And Carly, you said, "Wow, that sounds pretty good."
It does to me.
And to our amazement, we were shocked.
Shocked.
When Morty said, "No, that doesn't sound good at all,"
right.
Because normally he's the hot sauce guy.
I know. Yeah. I know it. Why do I think you're going to love it and I'm going to hate it?
So what we've done is we've set up the cameras. We're going to video this whole thing.
Okay.
So we have a couple of jelly donuts from Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they're heart-shaped.
And Morty.
They are.
They're heart-shaped because it's Valentine's Day.
How cute.
They're adorable.
And Morty, you got the hot sauce, right?
The big bottle of Frank's Red Hot.
I would totally date you, by the way, Morty, if you brought me those donuts. I'm just telling you. I would so totally date you.
Hang on for
those
a second.
Those are so cute.
Joe's on. Joe, what's your warning for Carla?
Well, my warning for Carla is that she's going to have extreme acid reflux and maybe a chance of vomiting.
Why do you say that?
Whoa.
Well, I mean, hot sauce with donuts doesn't work.
Well, see, I don't mind like that sweet and spicy.
That's what you're looking forward to.
Yeah. And okay. I also love, the one thing that I like hot are my wings. You know.
Try hot sauce with falafel. That's even better.
Oh, gosh. There you go. Morty, that's how you eat falafel.
Welcome
right
to
there.
Lebanon.
Well, let's do one experiment at a time here.
I know. Don't scare me, dude. Don't scare me, bro.
Bro, that's today's word.
Come on,
bro.
All right, Joe, let's see what happens here.
Thank you.
All right, so break out the hot sauce.
So do we drizzle it or do we use the little shaky thing on it?
Oh,
drizzle the cap.
Yes, Morty. Or we just can pour it on. You want to dip
like
it?
Soup with a donut. I got to find the donut in the bowl.
I'm not you. I was so afraid that you were going to bring in that powder thing that Russ gave you that was like just
that stuff
and,
is
and like let's see how Carla
there's a
reacts.
Drizzle that
okay.
looks like a good amount
okay we'll drizzle yeah there we go okay
yeah Carla
like
made it.
It
very clear just drizzle
yes drizzle yeah
all right
that's what they did there.
Do you have a close-up of that, Morty?
Yeah, we do.
Okay,
here, I'm gonna move the mic this way and we're gonna see what this is like.
All right,
this is
so
raspberry?
Carla,
this
That's
is raspberry.
Raspberry jelly donut from Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
All right.
With a drizzle of Frank's Red Hot.
All right.
Go ahead. Do you need more Frank's Red Hot?
Awesome. It's so flippin' good.
Is it really?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
It's really good. I think that you and I are going to sell these out in the parking lot. These are so, it's awesome. I love it.
No kidding. Hold
mm-hmm.
on for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mike and Carla. Who's on the phone?
Yeah, me.
Oh, hold on for a second. Hold on, Mary. See what happens when I do that?
Oh, this is awesome.
Oh, wow.
This is the best.
It smells good.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it really?
I swear to God, I love it.
Okay, well,
yeah.
There you go.
That's
right.
It's exactly what I thought.
Well, we have an extra one, John.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to try one?
John, you want to try one?
I do want to try this.
The sweet is, like, almost counteracts the hot and vice versa.
Okay, so it's
really,
what you
really
thought
good.
It was going to be.
It's actually better than I thought it would be.
Because you were hoping the sweetness and then the hotness
yes.
and everything else would be.
Oh, my God, this is so good. Mike,
okay.
thanks for reading that story. You're the best, well,
you're
to
not
say
having
the least.
Acid reflux with a chance
uh-uh.
of puking.
Mm-mm.
That was today's weather forecast.
I'm eating the whole thing. I
Here
don't
you go,
like
John.
Donuts that
You can
much.
Red hot your donut
John actually
donut
brought
on.
In a bucket mm. just in case.
Oh, my God.
It's actually really good.
Oh, my God. I am so, listen, Duncan. Come on, man.
It's a good
Kick
idea.
It into gear.
Well, see,
yeah.
now you can do them yourself.
Oh,
and you can
so
put on
good.
As much hot sauce
mm-hmm.
or, you know, that you want.
Yes.
Just buy
we'll
the jelly donuts.
We'll
and
all be at the gym this afternoon. But.
Yeah. That is good.
Isn't that
yeah.
good?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Okay, well, I'm going to take your word for it.
See,
you know,
good things do come out of Florida
yes,
sometimes.
Yes, yes. They sure do, Morty.
Congrats to Armin Ebrick. He was the big winner. $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Details now. You can win more free money coming up in the next couple of minutes or so. 8:06, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Carla, you feeling okay?
Yeah, I actually feel good. Yeah, I
Morty,
do.
What about you?
Oh, yeah. I think I could go for another later.
I hate even saying that. It was really good. It was way better than I thought.
All right.
And then John Schaefer in here was like, okay, this is nice.
I even asked him out in the hallway.
Yeah.
Was it really good? Uh-huh. He goes, actually, it was.
Yeah. I know it, see?
You don't want one? I said, no.
You don't
want
to try one, Mike?
No. No.
Really good.
No. So when we... I'm just not a hot sauce guy.
I was just asking. You don't eat wings? You don't eat, like, hot wings, do you?
No, not hot wings.
Yeah.
Just make mine plain.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay.
When are we going to have that video up?
I'll have it up by today.
Okay. Yeah. Later this afternoon.
Nobody was sick. There's nothing else.
No.
And everybody's going, is there something else to see? Maybe.
You're going to get a video of us enjoying it. I thought someone was going to get sick.
I know. But... I didn't want that. Like,
see, really? That would have been an award winner.
Oh, yeah. That's always fun.
But if people are listening going, all we're going to see is a video of people eating donuts.
Well, true, because people do love to see people throwing up while they're eating their own breakfast.
That's not going to be any fun.
No.
Sunshine and a little nicer than it has been the last couple of days. No wind in the forecast. High in the low to upper 50s today, mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Only 34 now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up.
Well, Hannah Montana, she's coming back.
More on that and some other stories after Fleetwood Mac.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
That's super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
There will be an all-female spinoff of the Fast and Furious. All women this time. Why not? Why not? Going to be, what, 2 hours long? A bunch of women just trying to parallel park.
Damn it. I can't get in there.
I cannot do it.
Drafting and stuff like that?
Yeah. All girls this time around.
Wow.
I don't know who they'll have in it, but they should go... I don't know. They should go with a bunch of unknowns, or if they should go with, like, the Charlize and the, you know, Naomi Watts. Mm-hmm. And then you throw, like, Tina Fey in there for a little humor.
Well, Charlize was in one of them.
Wasn't she in, like, the first one?
No, she was in, I think, one or two from what they're at now.
Okay, yeah.
But she was the bad guy.
That's what they should throw all of the women, like, that had something to do with the other ones in it. That's what I think.
And Selma Hayek, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good. So that's great. Yeah.
I'm shocked that they're doing this many and they're doing this well.
So I know it. So am I, Morty. George Lucas. Apparently, he made a voice cameo on the latest Star Wars movie. I'm sure if you listen very carefully in the movie, you'll hear cha-ching. Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Which is interesting because I didn't think of him as the Alfred Hitchcock type. Remember, he'd do a cameo in his movies.
That was the big thing. You had to look for him.
Yes.
Or his shadow or something.
That's right. And Billy Ray Cyrus says, yes, there indeed might be a Hannah Montana prequel series. And he said he'd do it in a heartbeat if there is one. So he can, speaking of mullets, he can bring that back if he does that.
By the way, thank you to everybody for texting in or posting their mullet on the Facebook page when we talked about this yesterday or the day before.
We all forget that women had mullets, too.
Friend Lisa.
My friend Lisa. She had a long, it was short on top, really long in the back. Lisa Aramini, old friend of mine from high school.
Mm-hmm.
All of this brought to you by the Clark County Credit Union, banking with a bonus.
If you're looking for a job, a new opportunity, a new way of life, in fact.
Absolutely.
Read this article where the Queen is looking for a personal assistant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to the other one, but...
Yeah, I know.
The job is out there. It's on... What did you say?
It's on LinkedIn.
And look who's on the phone. We do have Her Highness, Queen Mother, on the phone. Is she there?
You there?
Oh, hold on for a second.
Where are you? Well, it's from...
Here she is.
Good morning, Michael Carla.
Good morning.
Morty. Queen?
Yes,
really?
No. Good morning, Your Highness. So give us the lowdown on this job you have. And you're looking for a personal assistant.
Yes, I am. Now, I don't know if any one of you three are looking for a real job.
Well.
But I'm hiring a personal assistant.
Okay.
It pays $42,000 a year.
It's
on LinkedIn if you need more information.
It really is.
Now, I'm looking for somebody competent Maybe yes. not one of you three after all.
Well, thank
Someone
you.
Someone who would provide daily administrative support. This okay. would include diary and correspondence management. Travel, logistics. Logistics,
okay.
I said.
Thank you.
Plan for the non-official program. You won't have your hands in the official business. We don't okay. need that for $42,000
no.
a year.
For
goodness
no.
sake.
No.
Well, by the way, Your Highness, I noticed that it's $42,000 a year, which is up a little bit from the last posting.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't find anyone qualified.
No.
There's not it's a 35. Lot to pick from out there. Oh. Michael, we need people who are discreet.
Sure.
And,
okay.
and do some multitasking. I don't uh-huh. know how good Americans are at that, but multitasking.
Americans
are.
All right, well, you know what? You never know. And if people want to find out more about the job, they go to where? LinkedIn?
Yes, it's on LinkedIn.
We
you
got
can
it.
Get on there and get all the information. Can I get my username?
Uh-oh.
For the love
She's
of God. Anyhow, thank you so much for your help. I appreciated your name.
She called us knaves?
Yes.
Okay. We're trying to help here, Queenie.
I think it was the first time something
wow.
was louder than the Queen.
I know.
The band in the background.
Well, they do that intentionally.
But seriously, that's a real job.
It is.
So.
42 grand a year. You live there. Got a little cottage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Nice gig.
I'd do that.
All right. Tickets for the Beach Boys, Kazookioke Wednesday. Do that here in about 5-6 minutes from now.
Yay!
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All this week, you have a chance to win tickets to go see the Beach Boys, Mike Love, Bruce Johnston, and they're going to be at the Pearl Theater Palms in November. So summer comes a little late.
Yeah.
Celebrate
yes,
the does. Summer in November. From the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookioke
Wednesday. Okay, so
we're sluggish this morning. We're a little sluggish this morning.
Not exactly like the record, but I think you get the idea.
I think you do.
If you can identify that Beach Boy song by title, we're playing on our kazoos. Be the ninth caller. You got the ticket, 702-739-9636. Phone line's on hold right now. We'll get through news and weather. Look for our winner. Once again, here it is. Chance to win these tickets for the Beach Boys with another segment of
Kazookioke
Wednesday. All right, Carla, Freddie's on the phone. Freddie, can you identify by title the Beach Boys song we're playing on our kazoos?
That is Fun, Fun, Fun.
Yes!
There you go. Good job.
You got the tickets. You're going to see the Beach Boys in November. That's going to be the 7th.
Exciting.
Yeah, it should be a good show. It's over at the Pearl Inside the Palms. Tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, guys. KKLZ, you guys are the best.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. Banking with a bonus. Here you go. A couple of idiots in Florida got pulled over Saturday. Cops were easily able to find the large amount of drugs they had because they were in two bags with writing on the side that said, bag full of drugs.
Okay, well, you don't want to misplace that. That's why.
No.
You do not want to misplace that. Jeez,
with
hello.
With the other bags of?
Yeah, yes.
Well, maybe
that's
their
right.
luggage and
yeah,
stuff
that's
like
right.
that. So.
That's right. Kitchen, you know, when you move. Bathroom.
These are the
right.
drugs.
Yes.
This is my overnight bag.
Yes.
Just
yes.
in case. Another guy, this also in Florida, told his wife Sunday over the weekend, hey, listen, I'm thinking about maybe it's time we separate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she didn't respond very well. She didn't take it very well. She repeatedly zapped him with a taser.
Oh, well, all right then. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, so. You know,
ow, God, son of a. Yeah. Jeez.
Don't tease me, bro.
So weird.
She's been arrested, and okay. Let's see if they patch things up.
Yeah, by Valentine's Day. Sure, just in case. So he doesn't have to buy a rat. Good.
The San Antonio Zoo.
Oh, boy. Hey, China's government is using drones to combat the coronavirus. The drones hover over people in public who are not wearing masks. And a voice from the drone then scolds the people and reminds them to cover your faces, people.
Mask shaming.
Imagine just outside, dry, just walking around, and you somebody's, hey, mask up, come on. It's like, where are you coming from? Excuse me? Yes, it's up in the air in Canada, Ottawa. You'll like this, Mike. You might be able to relate to this. Man allegedly burned over $1 million in cash so he wouldn't have to give it to his wife as part of their divorce. Bruce, he defied several court orders regarding the disclosure of his finances.
Uh-huh.
And he apparently made 25 withdrawals from 6 bank accounts.
Yeah.
And just burned it. He was burning bills all over the place. The judge doesn't believe that he's telling the truth, and he's fining him $2,000 a day until he discloses his finances.
There was nobody else he could, hey, why don't you take this, hide this for a little bit.
Yeah, could you hang on to this? Yeah, I don't, all right.
The judge is going to charge him $2,000 a day. Just let it go on and on and on until you hit $1 million.
Until you give that to her. Yeah, exactly.
See, that's why Morty is a legal advice type guy.
Yes, exactly.
Or you could just give me the money and I'll burn it for you.
I'll hand it over. Yeah. That's what I'll do. Wink, wink. Nudge. It is Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
As we do at the end of every show, we like to leave you with a little bit of good news. Morty actually alerted us to this one. Amber Robbins is her name. She is the mom of a boy that an Amazon delivery driver, well, kind of came to the rescue of. Amber, you tell the story.
So basically, my 9-year-old son and his friends are outside playing on their basketball hoop almost every single day at one point or another. And I'm that mom that orders Amazon all the time. So Amazon delivery came to my house, and I have 4 kids total, 2 of them being 2-year-old twins, so I don't typically get out and play basketball with Mason when he's out there. And I looked out the front door when my doorbell rang, and I saw the Amazon delivery man playing basketball with the boys. So I popped my head out and kind of waved at him and saw him, you know, shoot a couple hoops with my son and then leave. Well, about 5 minutes later, my son ran in the house, and he's like, Mom, the Amazon guy's going to bring me a surprise. And I was like, you know, kind of just blowing it off. Well, about 30 minutes later, he showed up, and he said, you know, I noticed that your ball was a little bit flat, so you should probably play with this one. And he had taken his break on his time and had bought my son a brand new basketball.
Wow. Oh, man, that's so cool.
We had read in the story that your son had had a pretty tough day.
Yeah, he's been having a couple little, you know, things with school and some classmates, and he had expressed to me on the way home that he was feeling a little bit down and had some altercations with some other kiddos.
Ah.
So yeah, it was definitely the perfect day for it to happen.
Jeez, I can barely get mine to just say, hey, thanks. He dropped and run. Jeez.
He's not playing hoops with
you? No, that's really cool, though. It really is. Most of those guys, they really are very nice.
Teaches my 9-year-old a good lesson, you know, without even me having to step in. It's someone that he doesn't even know teaching him a lesson that he'll probably remember forever.
That's great.
You're right. That's something he'll remember forever.
Yeah, he will.
Amber, great story. Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
So that is Amber. What's her last name? Amber Robbins talking about her kid and the Amazon guy. How nice is that? Just
it's
a couple
really
of minutes
nice.
Out of his busy day.
I know.
To play
know
some
it.
Hoops. And like she said, it's something that he'll never forget.
Yeah,
so.
I was saying it's hard. They're so fast, you know, and sometimes I want to say, hey, thank you. And they're already driving off.
Boom.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, that's cool, though.
Anytime you have a feel-good story or a local superhero, let us know about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 963kklz.com or text it to us or simply call us. We'd love to find out about it. All right, 9:39 and kicking off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Just a couple of minutes. Sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your home, auto, life at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show real quick. Legos. The big show's on tonight. Lego Masters.
Yes, Lego Masters.
Talked about those injuries, though.
Jeez, did we ever.
Man. Guy almost broke his back.
I know.
The demo, when the video gets done, and hopefully we can post that on our Facebook page, the demo with, what was it, Dunkin' Donuts and their jelly donuts with some hot sauce on it.
With Frank's Red Hot. It was really, really good.
Now, these are only going to be available in Miami, but we did a taste test here.
Mm-hmm.
Carla, you said it was thumbs up.
It was amazing. I loved it.
Same for you, Morty.
Same for me.
And you weren't a big fan.
No, at first I wasn't.
Oh, it was
so
really
check out the video a little bit later on this afternoon.
Morty, have extra ones. Yeah. We might need some more.
As well as a nice visit from the Queen looking for a new assistant.
Yes, $42,000 a year if you want to, you know, make your way to London. Why not?
And a whole different lifestyle.
Yes.
Wendy Rush is up next. She'll keep company throughout the workday, so have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.